The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 780. Wow, 780. Reports from Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. They got some new things over there. They got some pewter ornaments. One's a father and son. There's also a sheriff's badge ornament. Now, you can use these to hang them up just anywhere around the house, a fan pole or something like that if you want to, I guess. Anyway, there's lots of stuff over there. They even got a Mayberry Man the Series poster, and you can ask to have it signed by Floyd himself. Head over to Two Chairs No Waiting and check it out at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 780 are the attendees from the Mayberry Meetup of last year. And Brian Rose is the Patreon patron of the week. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting. And it is always a pleasure to be here in Mayberry with you. We're going to be doing some reports from Mayberry, and well, to be honest with you, we're going to be talking about the stuff that was in the Weaver's newsletter that just came out, because, you know, I am now the writer and publisher of the Weaver's newsletter. So since I have to do all that work, I definitely want to make sure I let you guys know what is going on in there. So we'll talk about some about that. There were some really cool reports that we got sent in from some of you, and I think it's definitely stuff that we should be sharing here on the podcast. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. We're going to then play some trivia. We got a report on an event that's coming up, and maybe there'll be something else if I think of it before the show's over. So let's head on and get a little bit of background music so that it just makes things sound better to me. We just have a little bit of background music of some kind. So let's do this one, because this is going to be a fun one. There's our little background music. And we are going to head over. You can get this by going to weaversdepartmentstore.com/newsletter. And it'll take you right to it. And we're going to head over and check it out. The Weaver's newsletter for March 2024. It's got a really cool picture of Mrs. Weaver in the cover, if you see it. Now, as in every issue, there's always the Floyd's Barbershop bulletin board. I don't want to run through that, but I'm going to hit a couple of them because they're coming up pretty soon. On April the 11th through the 13th, we've got the annual Mayberry I Love Lucy Festival in Granville, Tennessee. Definitely something you might want to check out, because Dennis Rush, who was our guest just a few weeks ago, Keith Thibodeau, who has been our guest before, and Dixie Griffith and Karen Knotts will both be there. So Dixie's been on here as well. I need to grab Karen, don't I? So go and check it out. That's a great event if you're in the Granville, Tennessee area. It's near Cookeville, Tennessee, if that helps you. But you can go check it out at Granville, Granville, TN. It's Granville, TN. So GranvilleTennessee.com. You can go check it out, or you can just go check it out in the newsletter. You'll see it. Also coming up really soon is May 8th through the 10th. You're going to have the Mayberry Retreat with Randy Turner, with special guest David Browning and Tim White from the VW Boys and other groups as well. It's going to be our musical guest that weekend. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be just something you should definitely go check it out. And there's all kinds of information if you go to maybearybooks.com/Mayberry Retreat. So those are a couple of things that are coming up really soon. And I won't hit all the rest. We'll hit those later. Of course, we already know about the meetups coming up. The Mayberry comes to Scottsburg. All those things are coming. Mayberry Days. Guys, there's so much going on. Go and check out the event calendar at imayberry.com for all that information. sign up for the Weavers newsletter so you don't miss out on anything. So here's a little bit of news from cast and crew that you may or may not have heard about. Ron Howard, you know who Ron Howard is? That's Opie. Ron Howard is always creating news of some type. And the big news in this issue is something that happened to him rather than something he did, which normally it's something he had done. Don't worry, though. It's a good thing, and it's a milestone event for certain. Back on March the 1st of 2024, he celebrated his 70th birthday. And his fans celebrated with him by posting all kinds of well wishes on social media. Matter of fact, they posted so many that he really couldn't respond in any way other than to create a video and post it on Twitter, X now, where he and his wife, Cheryl, expressed their gratitude for all of those who have watched the, he said, quote, old shows and new, and his hope that we would continue to enjoy his future projects as well. If you'd like to watch the video, there is a link in the Weavers newsletter that will take you right to it, so you can watch him actually giving you that information. And as we reported last issue of the newsletter, if you've gotten it, Ron has been focused on a thriller called Eden, which is now in post-production in Sydney, Australia. When the film wrapped up in early February, Ron reached out to his friend Henry Winkler. I guess you might know him, the Fonz from Happy Days. And he found out that Henry was also in Sydney, Australia. And he was selling or supporting the sales of his memoirs, Being Henry, The Fonz, and Beyond. Ron said, quote, "We connected backstage and I watched him give a great speech to a huge crowd. What a blast." End quote. Being this type of friend is just one of the reasons that we appreciate Ron Howard so much. And there's a great picture of them there. So Ron kind of, I don't know if he surprised him, but he definitely took time to go and see Henry present for his book that he's doing. Clint Howard, by the way, big news coming out for this. He's been staying busy traveling. Now, Clint is Leon, Ron's brother. But he played Leon, little boy with the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. He's been traveling a lot. His latest trip was to Pensacola, to Pensacon, is a pop culture convention, back in February. There's about 30,000 people attend this event every year, and Clint was there, so it was obviously well-received because, wow, he's had a lot of impact on pop culture and horror and science fiction and so much more. So stay on the lookout in your area because Clint may show up near you. And this was also just announced, big news. Be watching for Clint to appear on the soap opera Bold and the Beautiful. That's right, in the end of April. He's going to be playing a mysterious homeless man named Tom in a pair of episodes that come up in the late part of April of this year. So if that's something you watch, be watching for Clint there on that. And if it's not something, you may... maybe we'll just have to record it so we can see it ourselves. So Keith Thibodeau, that's Johnny Paul Jason, you know, and he did some other little show sometime. He was recently spotted playing his 1958, I'm sure I'm not going to say this, is G-R-E-T-S-C-H, Gretsch. I'm sorry, Keith, I don't know how to say the drum set, but it was his drum kit that he had played as Little Ricky on the I Love Lucy show. Wow, he was spotted playing it. Keith said, quote, "I don't play him much, but I got him out recently for a little session." Keith will be attending the 4th annual Mayberry I Love Lucy Festival coming up in April, and then he'll be, and Mayberry comes to Scottsburg at that event in June. So you can check out the barbershop calendar for that information. On September the 8th, of this year, Keith will be in Indian Wells, California. This is a pretty cool event that you might want to go to. It's not really Mayberry, but it is an evening with the kids from Desilu Studio, kids of Desilu Studio. So Keith will be there, and he'll be joined by Stanley Livingston, who played Chip Douglas on My Three Sons, and John Provost, who was Timmy on Lassie. And Larry Matthews, who played Richard Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke Show. So definitely go and check it out. Those are going to be a lot of fun. to see. That's if you're out in that area, but it's Indian Wells, California. Check that out. Our friend Dennis Rush, who just appeared here on the podcast with us, he's also going to be at those events that we mentioned, the Mayberry I Love Lucy Festival in April, and Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg, where he's going to be performing with Keith and doing like interviews and things like that along with him. It should be a great, great thing. If you enjoyed the podcast interview we did with him, then you would definitely enjoy getting to see them both together and hear stories between the two of them. Wow, that should be a great, great event. So go and check it out. Margaret Carey, who played Bess Muggins, Helen Scobie, she's been busy moving into a new living location and settling in. And so she's been a little bit quiet lately compared to normal. But I did see a post from her today, actually. She did, however, tell us about a documentary about her life by a lady named Annabella, or just Bella Vaca, V-A-C-A, Vaca, Vaca, Vaca. Bella was only 16 years old when she made this documentary film back in 2020. Margaret said, this is a quote from her, "It's a feature-length documentary all about my life. It's a little bit hard to hear some parts of it because it was filmed in a restaurant, but it gets better if you go and pay attention and listen to it. It's about 2 hours long, and it covers a great deal about her life for everybody that might be curious about her. So definitely go and check it out, and you can go and look at TinkerbellTalks.com/media, and you can find it there. I didn't know about this. So there's lots of stuff that you can head out and check out in the Mayberry community. So Ronnie Schell is doing well. I mean, he was in two episodes of Andy Griffith Show, as well as playing Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle, USMC. And he's making plans for events this year. His first Mayberry event of the year will be Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg. So be watching for more events as he goes forward. Now, this isn't news, but it was something I thought you might not be aware of. Ronnie was a semi-pro baseball player. Did you know that in his early years? Yeah. Yeah, he his hobby, by the way, well, I should say he played also in his later years. He played on a softball team that was called the Reruns. I love that. Which included comedian Jack Riley and Fred Willard, those comedians. Now, his hobby, by the way, is collecting caps from minor league baseball teams throughout the nation. So there's his hobby. So there you go. That's a little bit of the information. We've got a fan update. This was in there as well. Fan update. Last issue of the Weavers newsletter, they brought a fun quote from a Mayberry fan and country music icon, T. Graham Brown. I believe the Weavers newsletter just may bring good luck to those who are contained within, because within just a few weeks of publication of T. Graham's remarks on his love for Mayberry, he was invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Oh, wow. Isn't that cool? To continue the good things that happening theme, Miss Weaver and her companion, me, we just happened to be attending the Opry the very night that T had received that invitation. And it was a big night. And since it was the Opry, Alan, I wore my Floyd coat. Now, if you've never seen it, I have a Floyd jacket that has an airbrushed picture of Howard McNear, Floyd, on the back of it. And I thought, wow, that'll fit in perfect at the Grand Ole Opry. So I wore it because I was backstage with Jan, with T. Graham and his wonderful wife, Sheila. So congratulations to our Mayberry friend, T. Graham Brown, and his wonderful wife, Sheila, on this big honor. And, you know, of course, y'all can all say it with me. Big ain't the word for it. Guys, we had chapter news. The Mayberry chapter gathered back in March to celebrate the birthday of Joy Ellison, and they ended up having carrot cake, which just happens to be her favorite cake. And then they called her on the phone to talk about how much they were enjoying eating the cake that she couldn't eat. No, that's not what they did. But they did call her on the phone, talk to her about 30 minutes. And I guess she didn't get any carrot cake because she was on the phone. I don't know how that would work. But she's doing well, Joy Ellison, and she is in Los Angeles working on more films as a dialect coach. So that's pretty cool. So if you enjoy these newsletters of the Weaver's newsletter, there is a paper version of the newsletter that the Mayberry chapter puts out. It's called the Mayberry Minutes. And if you'd like to get copies of that, there is information about doing so in the Weaver's newsletter. Go and check it out. The Blood Brothers chapter in Macon, Missouri. Is it Missouri? Yeah. Met there for their winter gathering on February the 4th. 2024, they had some food and trivia. You know, they had cakes and brownies and desserts. It makes me hungry reading these stories. And they played certain episodes that were all about baking, like baking brownies with Thelma Lou and maybe Barney, the one, you know, where she couldn't go to the duck pond because why didn't we go to the duck pond at night? Anyway, the group enjoyed the desserts and the cookies and exchanged, which included a group member's favorite recipes. They exchanged recipes. Now, they have another big event coming up that's also in the newsletter, so go and check it out. You don't want to miss it. On July the 21st, they're going to be celebrating Don Knotts, or Barney Fife's, Don Knotts' 100th birthday. They're going to have a great event out there, and you'll be able to find out all the information. Randy Turner's going to be there doing a audiovisual presentation, and they're going to have dessert. And then Sean Dietrich, he's known as Sean of the South, he'll take the stage, and he's a humorist, if you've never heard him. Very funny guy, wonderful person. So the Blood Brothers are excited to welcome this event. All the information about how you can get it for July the 21st. Is right there. So representatives of the Hard-Eating Men and Beautiful Delicate Women chapter and mother figure, that's my chapter, my mother figure, attended the 27th annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival in Florence in early March. It was the first weekend of March, actually. So in typical Hard-Eating fashion, the group shared a meal and visited while planning for their next meal. But we gathered there to celebrate our wonderful friend, George Lindsay, Goober himself, and the legacy he has created, not only on the Andy Griffith Show, but through this film festival, helping filmmakers around the world, really. So it's really cool. So that was our chapter update information for this month. We do have an actual update. We have a brand new chapter. I want to welcome them to the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club family. It's called The Bunko List from Easton, Maryland. So we have a brand new chapter. That brings us up to 1,486 chapters, I believe that is correct, since the Rerun Watchers Club was founded in 1979. Woo! So good stuff. So, of course, the Weaver's newsletter has the information in there about all the products that have been discontinued, like we mentioned on a previous episode here of the podcast. So I'm not going to go through all of that. But there is products in there that you might want to purchase. So head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check them out and see what you can get. And, you know, while you're there in our chat room on Monday nights, we have Peter Ackerman. He has a cool new book in there, Mom, Dad, Me, and Classic TV. Check that one out. I had to throw that out for him. So here's the special report. So I named the podcast Reports from Mayberry. Well, this is one that I really thought you would enjoy. So this is a special report from Myers Lake. On Monday, March the 4th, Kenneth and Tammy Sullivan of the Hard-Eating Men and Beautiful Delicate Women chapter took friends and fellow Mayberry fans Noel and Susan House of the Suck in That Gut chapter to Franklin Canyon in the Hollywood Hills. For those that may not know, Franklin Canyon is the location where they filmed Andy and Opie walking to the fishing hole during the opening and closing credits. I guess they were walking away from the fishing hole at that point, of the Andy Griffith Show. The couple submitted this report that I'm about to tell you about their trip. They said, "We drove to both entrances of the Franklin Canyon." Now, this was March 4th, 2024, and both are closed with the gate that has a do not enter sign. There were a few professional dog walkers taking their herds of dogs around the gate, so we decided to take our rabbit's foot and four-leaf clover and follow them. We were at the North Beverly Drive to Franklin Canyon entrance. That's at the lower Franklin Canyon entrance. So they were pretty far from the actual Myers Lake, which is the upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir. So that's where they were. So if they had known, they said, if we had known the distance of the walk up and down hills, as well as the long and treacherous path, we would not have done this. We did run into a park ranger, and as Andy and Helen did, he explained that the park was closed, but that he would let us continue, but he said that the next ranger might not. So he told us areas of the roads are washed out and we'll have to be rebuilt, and no one has any idea how long it's going to take, and so it's really closed until further notice. So if you're out in California right now, it's going to be really hard to get to go and see Myers Lake. Okay. Well, they said, our lucky rabbit's foot and four-leaf clover got us through, so they kept going. At one point, we had to venture off the road and take a treacherous path on the side of the mountain. Woo! They were adventured walking. When we came out exhausted at the earthen dam at the upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir, going to the right toward, if you come up that direction, if you went to the right, you'll go towards Mr. McBeebe's pole where he was up on the telephone pole and climbed down. That's where that would be. But it was flooded going that way, so we had to go to the left. And when you go to the left, they passed the building that Andy and Helen went to the Justice of the Peace when they were out on Andy and Helen. Andy and Helen Have Their Day, I think is the name of the episode, and were arrested for fishing without a license. Remember that? So Kenneth and Tammy were there at Franklin Canyon in 2021, and it's grown up a good bit since then, but they found the spot of the opening scene. They were able to find it. There wasn't any lake water visible there because the lake is receded from that location where Opie actually threw his rock. There's palm trees and cattails and just all kinds of stuff have grown up in that area. The lake reservoir is visible from back near the Justice of the Peace building, but not where the opening credits are actually filmed. So if you ever go there, you'll know that. I did a video about it on one of the podcasts a couple years ago. So you might want to check that out. I'll try to remember to put that in the show notes. After seeing the spot, we knew that we had to gather steam to try to walk the long way back. I would not recommend anyone taking this walking journey, but it was a sight to behold. So thank you, Tammy and Kenneth, and everybody for this great report. I think it's Noel and Susan. It's a really cool. I'm glad they got to see it. I'm sad to hear that it's shut down right now because of the flooding and the road being washed out. That was that way when we were there in February of 23. Yes, February of 23, I was out there, and the same thing. We could not get there. So there's information in here about a person who passed away. You can go and check it out. Guys, the Weaver's newsletter is full of information about stuff, and definitely something you'll want to go and check out. We did have a submission that's at the end of the article I'll tell you about. It was from the Mayberry Cronies. I want to thank them. And it's a picture of Opie watering his spinach from that episode. And it says, are you bored playing cops and robbers? Need something to keep you busy? Join Opie's Garden Club. Learn how to grow the best spinach in Mayberry. And you too will be saying, it's a fun day. So folks, I hope you enjoy that. I hope you enjoy the newsletter. Go and check out the whole thing. I didn't read the whole thing to you, but there is a lot of information in that newsletter that I think you would enjoy hearing all about. All right, so we are going to now head over to our trivia. So if you're ready, we're going to play trivia, and then we'll do the report at the end, guys. All right, so these are easy trivia. I told you last week we're going to be doing super easy trivia, and it is a truth. If you don't know these, I think it's going to be a long day. You probably are really bored about this podcast if you don't know these answers. All right. So get out your pencil and get ready. So here we come. I think we're going to do all 11 questions because they're pretty easy. I'm going to read them pretty quick. Here's question number one. What was Aunt B's last name? What was Aunt B's last name? Okay, I'm not going to give you a lot of time. Our chat room folks are going to be trying to answer the questions. I'll probably even get it before they can start. So if you'd like to join us on Monday nights when I record the show, you can go to live.twochairsnowaiting.com and you can join us and the folks in our chat room live and enjoy yourself. All right, here we go. What was Aunt B's last name? The answer, Taylor. Taylor, worth 1 point. Question number two. I hope you got that. All right, question number two. Also, you better get this. Who was the Justice of the Peace in Mayberry? Who was the Justice of the Peace in Mayberry? I'm not going to give you a lot of time to think about this. So the answer, who was the Justice of the Peace in Mayberry? It was Andy Taylor. Come on. I know you knew that one. All right. Number three, Andy has a romantic interest in which one of Opie's teachers? I told you these are easy. These are called extra easy. Thank you, Paul Mulick, for providing the extra easy questions. Andy has a romantic interest in which one of Opie's teachers? Okay, that's time's up. The answer is Helen Crump. Helen Crump. Number four, how are Andy and Barney related? Now, this one's a little bit harder. Of these questions, this is the hardest one so far. How are Andy and Barney related? It's only mentioned a few times. Okay, I'm going to call it here. You can pause if you don't want to hear the answer yet. But how are Andy and Barney related? The answer is they're cousins. They're cousins. All right, number five. Who works at the drugstore owned by her uncle? Who works at the drugstore owned by her uncle? These are pretty easy, guys. Good job, Paul, naming this trivia as extra easy. These are going to make you feel good. Boy, I can answer everything. All right. Who works at the drugstore owned by her uncle? Time's up. The answer is Ellie Walker. All right. So you should have 5 points now, or that's the most you could have. 5 points. Number six. How many cells are there in the Mayberry Jail? How many cells are there in the Mayberry Jail? It's not a trick question. How many cells are there in the Mayberry Jail? Here comes the answer. The answer, two. There are two. I'm not giving you a lot of time. You got to get these. Boom. Just give me the answer. All right. Number seven. What county is the town of Mayberry in? What county is the town of Mayberry in? Folks in the chat room are just calling out these answers. All right. Here we comes. You'll have to pause if you don't want to know. What county is the town of Mayberry in? The answer, it's in Mayberry County, the county of Mayberry. The city of Mayberry and the county therein. County of Mayberry therein. There we go. All right, number eight. What is Howard Sprague's occupation? I know this is color, but you got to know your color ones too. What is Howard Sprague's occupation? All right, here comes the answer. I'm not going to give you a lot of time. Pause if you don't want to know. What is Howard Sprague's occupation? It's county clerk. He's the county clerk, right? All right, number nine. We got 11 total questions. So, number nine. Which resident of Mayberry is Gomer's cousin? Which resident of Mayberry is Gomer's cousin? All right, guys. This is number nine. Here's the answer. Which resident of Mayberry is Gomer's cousin? The answer is Goober. It's Goober. Goober. All right. So you've had nine possible points. You got two more left. Number 10. Who was the most frequent prisoner of the Mayberry Jail? Who was the most frequent prisoner of the Mayberry Jail? I feel confident I would have gotten every one of these. If you didn't get them all, that's fine. If as long as you had a good time, I'm good with you. All right, here's the answer. Who was the most frequent prisoner of the Mayberry Jail? The answer is Otis. And our final question, also worth 1 point, so you'll be 11 points if you got them all. Who is the Mayberry telephone operator? Who is the Mayberry telephone operator? I know you got to know this. You got to know it. Who is the Mayberry telephone operator? The answer is Sarah. It's Sarah. So, okay, how did you do? How did you do? You got them all, right? Or you got most of them at least? Maybe you missed one. I don't know. So you had a chance of getting 11 points. A perfect score would be 11. I hope you got 11. If you didn't, pay more attention to the podcast and watch more episodes, okay? So, all right. So congratulations if you did well on the episode. So, all right, guys. So we have a report about another event that's coming up here in Mayberry. So let me throw you over to that. And
paper is just so full of things going on. Oh, here's a good one. Hey, you won't want to miss this. June the 21st to the 23rd. Yeah, they're going to be a big event. It's the second year of Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg, held in Scottsburg, Indiana. Oh, it's going to be. They got special guests this year. Rodney Dillard, the guitar playing Darling Boy. Dennis Rush. He was Howie, Opie's buddy. Oh, he's going to be there. Keith Thibodeau. He was also Opie's buddy. Yeah, he was Johnny Paul. You remember Johnny Paul? And they're going to have Karen Nice, Don's daughter. Ronnie Shell will be there. Oh, Ronnie Shell. Oh, he's a good one. Yeah, he was Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle. You remember him? Yeah, he was on two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show as well. You're going to have Dixie Griffith will be there with them. And Dream of Denver. Oh, Dream of Denver. Yeah, Bob Denver's wife. You remember Bob Denver? Oh, he was Dud Watch in at least one episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he wanted to fight with the whittling sticks and stuff. Oh, I remember him. Yeah. Oh, guys, this is going to be a big event. All kinds of tribute artists. There's going to be shows. It's starting on a Friday, goes through Sunday. Oh, it's a big event. Head up to Scottsburg, Indiana, and check it out. You can go to MayberryComesToScottsburg.com with all the information. And they also have a Facebook page. Well, Facebook. Is that in the paper? I don't know. How do you get to that? If you can get there, you ought to go there. But it wasn't in the Gazette. I'm not sure.
Thank you, Floyd, for that report. And yes, you can go to Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg and get all the information about the event. They're adding more information about schedules and all that kind of stuff as it becomes nailed down. It's a great event. I think this will be our second year at that event. I think it's definitely something you would enjoy being part of. All right, guys, that is it for tonight's podcast. I hope you enjoyed yourself and had fun and got some information and learned something. And I don't know. Walk away with a smile. That's what I hope. So I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or head over to twochairsnowaiting.com. And all that information is there. So if you forgot any of it, twochairsnowaiting.com. Head over and check it out. Guys, thank you so much for spending time with me here in Mayberry. It means a lot. Wow, 780 episodes we're in. 800 is coming up pretty soon then. Oh, my goodness. So thank you for bearing with me and my love for talking about the Andy Griffith Show. I appreciate it. And thanks for sticking with me. And until next time, everybody, we'll see you here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.